Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
The way women plan a vacation for their friends and the way guys plan a vacation when we're all getting together are two completely different things. I have literally had a group of friends going on a vacation to a different state together and only knew 24 hours beforehand where we were even staying.
Absolutely not.
That's how guys roll.
I hate planning trips when it's just me. It's absolutely the worst.
So why? Just because you don't know what's going on? There's no itinerary.
Nothing.
We don't know. We're going to show up. We're all going to like vote somewhat on what we're going to do. You know, half of us are going to want to do one thing. The other half are going to want to do the other thing. It's going to kind of be a cluster, but there's no planning involved.
But this isn't a friend vacation. This is even bigger than that. It's a vacation.
It is. And it's the first with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm the type where I can go with the flow.
Can you?
Okay.
You didn't go with the flow right there.
In certain situations, I'm cool with going with the flow. And this is a scenario where I'm fine with that. So my girlfriend...
In a certain situation, I am cool with going with the flow so long as I am the one telling everybody exactly what to do.
That sounds about right.
Depends how the flow is flowing.
Exactly. So my girlfriend and I were planning our anniversary trip. Which is going to be in August.
Is this a year already?
Yes. I know. Time goes by fast.
Yeah.
Fine.
And so she's like, all right, we have this weekend and it's going to be perfect. Let's plan our first solo trip together. It's just us. And I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So we agreed. She's like, well, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? I was like, as long as I'm by water, I'm fine. That's where I can find peace. It's just being by the beach. And so she's thinking of ideas, and I already know that she's the planner. She likes to break down everything and have it ahead of time and break down an itinerary, and she'll just ask me questions, and I answer the question. She's like, okay, based off of what you like, I'll put it together. Mm-hmm. Don't really worry about too much. And I think that that's perfect. But at first, she wanted to go out the country, and I'm like, for 2 to 3 days, I don't think it's worth it. I'm like, I think we should probably just stay, you know, somewhere mm-hmm. closer. If we had a week, okay, cool. Okay. But we don't.
Myrtle Beach. Woo, woo. Close. Panama.
Panama, yep. Uh-huh.
Beach. Yes. That is important.
It's
the beach part is important.
Yeah,
yep.
It is.
Okay. You were getting close. A little too close.
Oh, yeah?
We settled on Charleston. So
Charleston's a great city for a romantic getaway, though.
It's fantastic for 3 or 4 days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where were you guys throwing out initially out of the country?
She wanted to go to St. Lucia. Like,
that's a good time. That's a good time.
But in like 2 days?
I mean, there's some flights, like, depending on where you're going, in U.S. Virgin Islands, you don't even need a passport to get there. Like,
I don't know.
It's pretty convenient getting there.
Yeah, it's
only a couple hours.
Three and a half hour flight or something like that.
Okay, let's make sure she doesn't hear this.
2 days is tight. 3 days, I think you could enjoy it.
Okay, well, we just can't brush past it.
All right, you're going to be in the car for how long to get to Charleston?
5 hours.
You're quicker to go to St. Lucia. I mean,
but now we're just talking about flight time. You're not talking about the drive to the airport, going through security. It's all going to even out. It's definitely
exactly.
Gonna
it's
even
all
out.
Going yeah. to even out.
It's going to be fun.
So St. Lucia or Charleston?
St. Lucia.
Sorry, Katie.
All right. So either way, we're going to Charleston.
Let's go with the flow. Charleston.
So that is what we settled upon, and that's when she asked, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I'm thinking, if we do just a nice dinner, if we go on a boat ride, because apparently there's a boat ride where you can possibly see dolphins in some area.
In Charleston?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But it's like, I don't know which part of the island or some island. But yeah, if we did that, nice dinner and hang out by the water. That's what I'm thinking. That's nice.
Sounds
simple,
perfect,
peaceful.
Man.
Yep.
Boom.
And you can get a condo like in Isle of Palms or in Folly Beach. It's not expensive, really. Doesn't have to be expensive, I should
say. She wants us to do something as soon as we arrive to the hour we leave.
Oh.
So it's not just the simple things. No. She has created a spreadsheet.
Ooh, you got an itinerary. I love a good itinerary.
It's too detailed. I feel like there's no space for a nap.
No.
No space.
Your nap's be 4 hours. That's half your trip.
Before she goes to sleep at night.
Exactly.
I told her we can compromise, make it 2 hours.
Okay, all right.
There's no space for like us going and changing clothes. She's like, no, we should do this. We should do this, 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 this. Create a spreadsheet of the prices and stuff so we make sure that we're staying on our budget and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, wow, you are really detailed.
I get you. That would stress me out. That does not feel relaxing at all.
So this is a year that you've been together. This is a partnership. Mm-hmm. So this is where we need to compromise, because it's not just a trip for her. It's also a trip for you. So you guys compromised on location, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. And so now you're going to need to compromise on the itinerary. So this is now you're going to have to like do a little back and forth and be like, all right, I'll see your boat ride, this and that, but we're going to have to nix XYZ so we can have a little downtime.
So let me tell you about a theory that Amanda and I were going to use, but didn't have to. Okay. So she and I are going to the Scottish Highlands in August, right? Man, there's a lot to see there. There's a lot. And luckily, she and I are on the same page as what we want to see. But initially, when we were starting to plan the vacation, it looked like she was on one page, I was on the other. So we were going to do an itinerary draft where I would make, whoever makes the first pick makes the first pick. And then that goes on our itinerary. Then I get to choose what the second day is. Then she gets to choose the third day and fourth day. And we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until we have our day, our week planned out. One of those days for me could be off day. We don't do anything. We stay at the hotel. And then by the end of the week, you guys both have like a 50-50 thing going. Lucky enough, like I said, she and I are on the same page with what we were going to do and see. She did the research, I did the research, and our lists look very similar. But that might be a route you want to go.
I like that idea, because I know I don't want to crush everything that she wants to do and be like, no, we can't. So is it like me just putting we put it into a bucket, everything we want to do, both, and then pick?
Like
the draft?
Yeah. So you would go first, or she would go first, and then you guys just go back and forth. And now, one of yours can be like, I need time-blocked relaxation on Wednesday. And that's one of your picks.
Okay, I like that idea. I think I can present that. I was just nervous about trying to figure it out.
It is hard to travel with somebody, man. It is really, really hard.
This won't be the first time you've traveled together, though, right?
Yeah.
What?
Ooh, yes.
You've never... Wait, huh?
No, we haven't traveled anywhere alone together. It's either been she's come to this state to visit, and then I go see her where she lives, because it's a long distance relationship. But no.
Oh, yeah. No,
this is the first time.
This is a canon event for the relationship.
We're going to talk more about this tomorrow morning. We're going to ask people, okay, you went into the vacation, your first vacation, thinking, woo! We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days into a cruise, you jumped off and started swimming back to shore.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.